Now it's time for our first feature, our regular contribution from volunteer Richard Matthew, who is going to read his article titled Charlotte Atkins, the Female Scarlet Pimpernel.
It has been said that you shouldn't let the facts get in the way of a good story, and the story of Charlotte Atkins seems to be a good example of this. It's noticeable, too, that people love a tale of escapes, disguises, spies, women dressing as men, royalty, foreign countries, revolution and romance. A popular series of novels written in the early 20th century about a dashing aristocratic spy with the code name The Scarlet Pimpernel contained all these ingredients. And that Charlotte Atkins, whose life was allegedly similar to the novels, was dubbed The Female Scarlet Pimpernel. Whatever the facts, Charlotte Atkins deserves her place among 18th century Norfolk eccentrics, although she was neither Norfolk-born nor related to the well-known Walpole family, who were descendants of the Norfolk squire and first English Prime Minister, Sir Robert Walpole. Although Charlotte was happy to suggest that she was related to the Norfolk Walpoles, she was actually born Charlotte Walpole in Ireland and made her debut as an actress in Dublin in 1776, followed by an appearance at Drury Lane in London in 1777. She didn't stay long in the acting profession, as in 1779 she married Edward Atkins of Ketteringham Hall near Wyndham. This was originally a Tudor building, which in World War II was the headquarters of the 2nd Air Division of the USAAF, and more recently the home of Colin Chapman's Formula One Lotus racing car team. Due to Charlotte's husband's debts, the couple moved to Paris in 1784, and later to Lille, from where Lady Jerningham wrote, quote, "A great many people have taken refuge here to fly from their creditors, among the rest a Norwich family, and a Mrs. Atkins of Ketteringham. She was a player, and Atkins was always a great simpleton, or else he would not have married her." At this point, the story becomes more dramatic, but also more unreliable. Her friendship with Queen Marie Antoinette, wife of Louis XVI, both executed after the French Revolution of 1789, is detailed in a number of accounts which can be found on the internet. One account says that she and her husband, quote, "entered court circles of Versailles, and there the charming Mrs. Atkins was introduced to the Queen of France, Marie Antoinette. The pair became firm friends, and at the start of the revolution she was recruited as a spy and agent for the counter-revolutionary royalists by her royalist lover from 1791 to 1794. When Marie Antoinette was imprisoned, Charlotte made many attempts to help her escape, on one occasion visiting Marie in her prison cell dressed as a National Guard. But she refused to forsake her children, and her friend was compelled to leave her." Unquote. The account continues, quote, "Her large fortune helped her bribe officials, pay messengers to travel between London and Paris, and charter a ship to hover near the coast for months, waiting to transport possible fugitives." Unquote. Another account says that her activities caused her to bankrupt the family fortunes and to mortgage the Ketteringham estate, having spent the equivalent of some £15 million. By 1794, the couple were back in Norfolk, where her husband died in the same year. But Charlotte was soon to embark on another adventure by throwing herself into campaigning in the Norfolk parliamentary election of 1806. The election for the two county MPs was fiercely fought, and Charlotte supported the Tory candidate, Colonel John Woodhouse. With another Tory supporter, Mrs. Burney, she rode round Norwich in a carriage dressed in the Tory colours of pink and purple, canvassing and calling out, "Vote for the Colonel!" They were denounced by their opponents, the Whigs, as, quote, "brazen-faced widows" and "saucy and overbold witches." Both ladies had been actresses, a profession still considered disreputable, and the Whigs replied by dressing two local prostitutes in Tory colours and have them ride round Norwich. The Whigs won the election, but the two Tory ladies were not to be outdone. They raised a petition claiming bribery and fraud, and the election was declared null and void. However, the rerun election had the same result, with different Whig candidates being elected, a defeat for Mrs. Atkins and her ally. So, on the one hand, we have the stories of her exciting life, particularly about her time in France, which have persisted into the 20th century. This is evidenced by a tablet in Ketteringham Church, which states, quote, "This tablet was erected in 1907 by a few who sympathised with her wish to rest in this church. She was the friend of Marie Antoinette and made several brave attempts to rescue her from prison, and after that queen's death strove to save the Dauphin of France," unquote. And on the other hand, there are more sceptical but perhaps more convincing accounts, such as the one which says, quote, "It's a wonderful and dramatic story, but unfortunately it's one with more than a few holes in it. Ultimately, all the source material for Charlotte's adventures come from Charlotte herself, and there are a number of indications that she wasn't actually in Paris in 1793, as she claimed. There's no independent evidence of her ever having been at Versailles or of meeting Marie Antoinette, and the only references to their friendship appear in letters from eminent people that Charlotte actually wrote to herself," unquote. The interest of her story is therefore not so much in the alleged events of her life, but rather in the tendency of people to prefer a dramatic story to the less exciting facts. It also serves as a reminder that we shouldn't unquestioningly believe everything we read, especially on the internet.
Thank you, Richard.